بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة المدح في الوجه لمن خيف عليه مفسدة من عجاب ونحوه، وجواز لمن أمن ذلك في حقه. There is the next chapter, and that is that it is prohibited, it is undesirable that a person must be praised in his face or in front of him. And that is for that person where there is some fear of that person, that he becomes big-headed, he gets pride in him. In that case, it is prohibited. That if you praise somebody and now he thinks, really I am like that, then that is prohibited. And it is permissible for a person to praise a person who is not like that. That is, he realizes it is, I am not like that. And for both there are hadith. In the one, the hadith comes that when a person is praised in his praised in his face in front of him, then throw sand in that person's mouth. Some ulama have taken the literal meaning that you must throw some sand, etc., and stop him from that. But actually it means stop him. When somebody is praising somebody, praising you, stop that person from praising him. That is for a person who is still, whose iman is not complete, who hasn't achieved perfection, and he feels that I am worthy of that praise. I am like that. On the other hand, it comes, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us the hadith, إِذَا مُدِحَ الْمُؤْمِنْ فِي وَجْهِهِ. A mu'min, that is a mu'min, a kamil, a person who knows that I am not worthy of any praise, I am the worst on the surface of the earth. When you praise such a person, then رَبَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Iman grows in his heart, that he realizes that what these people are praising me is not my achievement, it is my ustad's achievement. It is my parents who made me like this, who guided me. It is my sheikh who made my tarbiyah. So he doesn't take the credit for himself. He understands it is Allah's fazl. Allah made it, it's only Allah's fazl. So in that case, iman grows in that person's heart. And a person who is not like that and thinks, really, I am like this, I achieved this, I worked hard, I sacrificed much, then that person, you should not be praised in the face, otherwise you will destroy that person even more. He is still nothing and you'll even destroy him more. So, for the first type of hadith, وَعَنْ أَبِي مُوسَى الْأَشْعَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, سَمِعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلًا يُثْنَى عَلَى رَجُلٍ. That one person, one sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was praising another one excessively. And also here we should remember that there are two things. One is ta'arif, that is praising. And one is ta'aruf. And that is to introduce. One is you introduce somebody, you explain who he is, you give an introduction. And one is you praise the person. They are two different things. So a person should not be praised, he can be introduced. But he should not be praised, and also those praises are really prohibited, which are excessive, over the limit. Many times we say things and the person actually is not like that. And we are saying he's like this, and he did this, and he achieved that. But actually he's not like that. That in any case is totally prohibited. It falls in the category of lying also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard one person being praised by another. وَيُدْرِيهِ فِي الْمَدْحِ. And he was going excessively in praising that person. فَقَالْ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَهْلَكْتُمْ أَوْ كَتَعَتُمْ ذَخْرَ الرَّجُلِ. You have destroyed him or you have broken the man's back. That is, spiritually, you have now destroyed that person by praising him so much, and he really is now walking with his head up in the air and he thinks, I am like that. Then you have destroyed that person. You haven't done a favor to him. You thinking you are praising him, but you actually destroyed him. وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا ذكر عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, a person was mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ رَجُلًا خَيْرًا. Then another person praised that person. When he was mentioned his name, he started praising him. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيْحَكَ كَتَعْتَ عُنُقَ صَاحِبِهِ. destruction to you. You have broken your friend's neck. That is also spiritually, you have destroyed him. When he is coming, you will come to know that this person praised me like this and praised me like that, and he feels that really I am like that, you have destroyed that person. Pride comes in that person, and he thinks I'm somebody, that is not permitted. يَقُولُهُ مِرَارًا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated these words over and over. So we can imagine how severe they are. إِنْ كَانَ أَحَدُكُمْ مَادِحًا لَا مَحَالَ. If you have to praise somebody and you for some reason, فَلْيَقُلْ أَحْسِبْ أَحْسِبُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Then you should say, I think he is like this and like that. Don't say he is like that. I think he is like that, because the unknown is only known to Allah Ta'ala. We are just praising according to what we see on the face, but in reality only Allah knows everything. أحسب كذا وكذا إن كان يرى أنه كذلك وحسيبه على الله. That I think he's like this or like that. If you think him to be like that, only Allah can call him to account. Allah will take the account of that person, and only Allah knows the inside. For example, we praise a person, he did this great work, but his niyat was not for doing it for Allah's pleasure, his niyat was for name and fame. And we are praising him, he did this work, that work, but actually he was doing it for name and fame. Allah knows. Allah will take him to account according to his intention, etc. وَلَا يُزَكَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. And don't call here, and none can claim purity before Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah knows. So we must not say this person is so pious and he's so pious. Only Allah knows how that person is. The hadith means that praising a person to his face may result in him developing pride, a quality which will destroy his spirituality and rewards in the year after. Praise is of three types. Praising an individual to his face is impermissible. To introduce a person, some new alim has come, for example, and people don't know, we introduce him. But to praise him, that is a separate thing. And to praise excessively, that is totally haram. Praising an individual in his absence, hoping that such praise will reach him, is also impermissible. This is also like praising him in his presence, that you are hoping that somebody will go and tell him that this person was praising you like this and like that. And many times this is just to gain favors from that person. Then it is really like a bribe. It isn't really praising also, it is like a bribe. You want favors, so you are praising the person. Praising an individual without any intention of such praise reaching him is permissible. The hadith advises us that if it is necessary to praise an individual, this also, sometimes it is necessary. Like a student, for example, he excelled and he did good. So we praise him so that other students can also try harder. And he also will try harder in the future. So praise is not just on its own that it is forbidden, but we have to see that we don't destroy and harm a person by that praise. It must be put in such a way to encourage that person, to encourage other people. Then one should say that he thinks him to be praiseworthy. That is, he should not praise him with certainty and conviction, because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the only one who knows the internal status and goodness of any person. So we must be very careful. Also, when a person has passed away, which also unfortunately is becoming more a trend, at the janazas, when the mayyat is there, then they actually want somebody to say a few words in the praises of that person. And for that, it comes, as we had read previously, a person is punished by the farishtas in the qabr, there where he is. And it is asked of him, were you like that? Were you like that? And they hit him on his chest. And they ask him, were you like that? Yeah, in the world, this is a Christian way. They do this. When they are doing the funeral prayers, the coffin is lying there, and they praise the person. He was like this, he was like that, etc. That's not our Muslim way. We have got janaza namaz, and that is to ask forgiveness for the person. So we mustn't, and this is becoming a trend which we should try and cut off right at the roots from now. We shouldn't let this thing go further. That once the janazah is ready, if there's some announcement they want us to make, it's all right. But we shouldn't go further than that. Or some advice sometimes, but praising the person should not take place at all. Wa akhiru da'wana.